Whatever. I'm Wendy.
Into it. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Lori.
Right into it. Smack dab.
So,
who did that?
Me. I did that when I was upstairs.
Oh.
I know. I told her quite industrious.
Added some would you rathers, put a quote on the end.
All right.
So, you can read them, Laura.
You guys get a lot of accomplishment when I take my smoke break.
Well, there you go. Would you rather work more hours per day but fewer days, or work fewer hours per day but more days? What?
I would definitely work more hours per day, fewer
yes.
days.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
That's an easy one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you rather keep your current first name or change it? I'd like to change mine.
Oh, what are you changing it to?
Really?
Yeah.
You've got to have something picked out if you jumped into I'll change it that quick.
Right.
No, I don't have anything picked out.
Think about it. We're going to circle back. What do you want us to call you now, Laura?
I don't know.
Esmeralda?
I could do an Esmeralda.
Okay.
I could be an Esmeralda.
I'm definitely keeping mine.
I'm keeping mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. No, I'm not necessarily a fan.
Not a whole lot of Kellys out there. Oh. You think there would be more, but I don't come across a lot of Kellys.
No.
Not a lot of Wendy's either.
No.
There's not a lot of Lori's either, but I don't know.
You're over
it? It's not digging it.
All right.
Yeah.
Would you rather listen to classical music or music from today?
Music from today.
Is classic today. like Pink Floyd?
No, like Mozart.
Like classical.
Oh, no, music from
Beethoven.
Today. Music from today.
Would you rather be Batman or Spider-Man?
This is an interesting question. I'm not into the superheroes, so I don't know exactly what their superpowers are.
I'm going to say Batman for me and probably for you because he wears all black.
Well, that's true.
Spider-Man wears that tight leotard thing and he climbs buildings, so
but that's
Batman
what I mean.
Is a cape.
I feel like I would like to, like, if somebody, like, comes up on me, like, I would like to, like, shoot the
a web,
the net, a web
shoot
and
a
then
web?
Just get out of there.
But you gotta climb buildings.
I mean, listen,
you gotta wear a mask.
I do need to get into fitness more.
All right. I mean, Batman's got the big cape and he flies. Wears all black.
I've never seen him fly.
I
don't watch
him fly
it,
either, but I feel like he must, like, what is his thing? Like,
yeah,
Superman,
what does he do?
Flew?
He's
what
Batman.
Does Batman do?
Yeah, but what does he do?
I want to be Batman.
All right.
Who do you want to be? Just pick some. One or the other.
I think I'm going to go with Spider-Man.
Okay, Laura?
I'm not looking forward to wearing that leotard, though.
All right, I'm Catwoman. Let's move on.
That wasn't the choice.
I know. Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or in a broken elevator? Oh, I don't like a ski lift.
I'm going elevator.
I don't like the elevator.
Yeah, I think I'd go with elevator.
I mean, I think it's warmer.
Yeah, it's warmer. I don't like a ski lift. That freaks me out. Because you're just open. You're just sitting on the seat. No.
I know,
no,
but an
no.
elevator, I'm like claustrophobic.
Well, the ski lift is open.
I know. But then you're high up. You're
but
cold.
You're only probably with one other person. We don't even know who you're in the elevator with. Mm-hmm. You could be a lot of people. You could be one other person. You could be by yourself. I wouldn't mind being by myself.
And what if the elevator plummets?
What if the ski lift plummets?
Yeah.
I feel like it's on a track. Like the speed
okay.
the speed has to
just,
be controlled.
Again with the caveats.
Pick one.
I don't think your speed is controlled in an elevator.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I
well,
guess
which
I'll
is
go
it?
Elevator just for the warmth.
Okay, there you go.
I don't. What I am learning about myself this season is I don't like to be cold, and I used to be a winter person, and I'm not anymore. I guess that's a sign of aging.
I think it might be.
I don't like to be cold.
Yeah.
Where I used to not care.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll go with elevator.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk about this week. It was New York Fashion Week in New York City. So that's a big hubbub. It happens twice a year, once in September for spring and now for fall.
Fall.
So it was now for fall.
So I'm always more into the makeup than anything else because I like to wear all black. So if it's black, I'm wearing it. But so the picture on the left, that was what? I don't know how to pronounce it, but Prabal Gurung. So that's the show this was at. They went with a more goth look.
So it's MAC Cosmetics for anyone.
It's MAC.
It's MAC makeup.
Not, that's not the show. The show
but that's
was the
other.
Look.
Like it's a MAC look and it's a very dark
it's goth.
Look. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely goth. So that was one look. And the one on the right is one of my favorite looks. And that was at Kate. And it's just a very plain upper. eye and cheek, but a pop of a lipstick. And
yeah, no
I
mascara.
Love
it
that.
Doesn't even look like she has mascara on. No eyeshadow for sure.
Well, that is definitely a theme for Fashion Week, is that pop of red.
I love that.
I did see that
I
all
love
over
that pop of red on the
looking.
Lips.
I saw that.
And the hair. So the makeup and the hair is always what I look at. And the Valley of the Dolls, it kind of gives a
well, there was a very
versus the Swans look.
Yes, there was a very late 60s, early 70s vibe.
Right.
Going
to Fashion Week in general.
To Fashion Week in general, yes.
And then on the right, it was like a swept away, pulled back, down and pulled back. But I also read where there were a lot of braids, like funky braids.
Yes, funky braids. And there was even a very odd, I don't remember the show, recall the show, but their hair was like all slicked down from the top down, almost like if you wore like a greasy hat. So it almost looked like they had hats on, but it was just their hair. So their hair was slicked down from the very top of the scalp down all the way around. It was just very interesting.
What was going on
his
on the
regular
bottom?
Regular hair.
Like full.
Full blown on hair. But yeah. The top of it almost looked like if, like I said, if you
like
wore.
Like if you were wearing a hat.
Like a really greasy
that
hat.
That sounds horrible.
It doesn't sound good. No,
but
it was
I don't really like that swept away look either, quite honestly.
It was interesting.
So this was at the Elektra fashion show, and it was Teresa's three daughters were there. It was Melania, Adriana, and Gia. The other daughter is away in college, so she could not be there. And also,
she wouldn't be there anyway.
No, she wouldn't. And Louis Ruelas's son was in the show.
Now, the picture of the girls, I don't know if it's a camera angle, but they all look like little mini munchkins.
Well,
they're very tiny people.
They are tiny. So there's a picture of them not on the runway. Then the next slide is them on the runway. I actually think they all look stunning. They are very beautiful girls. They are tiny. They are not runway model height. And I think the youngest, personally myself, who is a dancer, I think she looks the most beautiful in
her.
She's
the tallest.
Is she the tallest? Yeah, she may be.
Yeah.
And I just think her look is more natural looking. I don't think she looks as fake looking. That's just my, you know, even her hair is just, you know, they're beautiful. They're beautiful girls.
So definitely I saw a lot of this really cool metallic gowns, not exactly sequin, but I just saw it over and over and over again. It's, I don't even know how to describe it.
No,
but it's
metallic,
just like this,
definitely.
This funky metallic sequiny kind of look that I saw all, you know, because I tried to watch like 10 different shows, 10 different runway shows, and definitely the saw a lot of very like warm red toned browns that I thought
is that
were really
like
pretty.
On the right, is that considered like jewel tone? No.
I think it's a copper. I would say it's more like a rust.
Yeah,
I
so it's that. Like that coppery, rusty
color.
Brownie.
Yeah.
I just thought it was really cool.
Now, the gentleman, the second slide over from the right.
I don't know who that is. I didn't put this thing.
I did because I can't understand what's going on. I see the long jacket. Is he wearing what's underneath, though? Because it looks like it could almost be a one piece, but you see his legs. So there's an opening at some place.
Well, there's all kinds of shenanigans going on Fashion Week. One never knows.
I just don't understand. Is it a skirt? Is it not a skirt? What's going on here?
Possibly it's pants with a cutout.
Yeah,
of
that's
the
what
thigh.
I'm thinking. It looks to me like a balloon style pant with a cutout on the thigh and an oversized jacket.
But definitely suiting, you know, was.
Yeah.
Which is a returning trend, but. Definitely suiting.
Well, the big blazer's back, right?
Yeah, like a blazer's back. But the trend of suiting was definitely back. And then we have, I always enjoy, for Fashion Week, I always enjoy the more avant-garde, almost where it's a
piece of art.
Yeah, like theatrical presentation as opposed to some actual kind of fashion that anybody in the world would wear. It was more like performance type art.
Well, yeah, because who's wearing that?
No. So I have on my screen, I don't even know how to pronounce this.
What is it?
Yiliak?
She's wearing a hat with a very large brim, and then she's got netting over it, almost like a beekeeper, but it's all in black and sheer.
With a stuffed animal stuck to it. It's just very odd.
It is very odd.
But again, it's more like performance art. So it's just, you know, everybody thinks Fashion Week. They don't necessarily think this kind of like kooky. But I don't know. Everybody's got to push the limits.
I mean, there's a lot of stuffed animals going on here.
There's a lot of stuffed animals going on attached to.
Well, this is all the same designer. Yeah. It's all the same designer, though. Yes. That's the same designer. Yes, so I don't know that was a theme throughout Fashion Week, but for this particular designer.
Vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby giraffes.
Yeah. And
stuck to your dress.
Yes, I even have a slide here that. It's just very reminiscent of SpongeBob. So
it really is.
Yeah. But just, you know, when you have
really
it
is.
Does very
both
SpongeBob.
Of them,
very
to the
SpongeBob.
Left and to the right.
Even in the middle, all three of them are ridiculous, to be quite honest with
yes,
you.
Yeah, so
know
ridiculous.
Anybody who would wear any of them.
No.
That's what I mean. Like how does this what's the word I'm looking for?
Listen, this is considered couture and this is very
Like I said, to me, I look at it more as performance art. It's taking the concept.
But is that what Fashion Week is about? Like,
to some degree.
Not always.
Maybe sometimes it's just about the colors.
But every designer's different. So there's more.
Like, I always think of that scene in Devil Wears Prada where, you know, she laughs and you know, who's supposed to be Anna Wintour. Whatever
Glenn Close?
Meryl
Streep.
Meryl Streep. Yeah. Like, oh, so you don't think this affects you? You don't think that sweater you're wearing chosen by, you know, by the people in this room?
Right.
So maybe it's more like about
colors,
but this is just, this
well,
is just
it's
crazy.
Just, it's taking it that one step too far.
Well,
that's kind of the point of it, is to take fashion in a realm that it's doesn't nor you know what I mean? You just taking that one step.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not loving a lot of these looks. I'm more of the
that's a relief.
I'm more of the classic Chanel.
Absolutely.
Ralph Lauren.
Yes.
I like a lot of color. I like a little craziness here and there, but these are so off the wall that
it's outlandish.
Yes. I mean, they're almost costumish. Like,
yes.
Like,
right.
It's not
but
even
it's,
a real
but, right.
outfit. Like you said,
no.
SpongeBob.
Yes.
Like, it's costumey.
Right.
Like, so here on the right, what I was saying with the braids, like they said braids were
yes,
a theme, but like very funky.
Those are
funky,
like Wendy
funky.
Lou Who braids.
Yes.
For
yes.
those
Cindy
who
Lou
can't
Lou, yeah.
see it, they're
yeah.
literally Wendy Lou Who braids. They're
yeah.
up in the air.
Yeah.
Which is craziness. Like no one's wearing their hair like that.
No.
So just trying to point out that, you know, it definitely has an avant-garde side to Fashion Week. And this was all over Instagram, so hence why I put it up here.
The eyeballs, the googly eyes.
Yeah,
the Aria.
So the Aria,
or
definitely.
Aria. We haven't decided
we
how
haven't
to pronounce
decided
it.
How
to pronounce Aria
it.
Or Aria.
Could just be Aria.
Okay. Could be whatever you want.
It's A-R-E-A. You know,
yeah.
it could be.
Yeah.
If somebody knows, could you tell us?
Yeah. Please, let us know how we're to pronounce it.
So it's just, you know.
Oh, she did a whole damn line.
Oh, yes. The black,
the
you know,
eyes.
And black and white was definitely a theme, I would say.
I think black and white's
always
a theme.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
But definitely, too, there was a whole nipple thing.
Yes.
Going on.
Nipples
whole
were
thing.
Big.
And here.
Thongs were big.
Yes. Here
we'll get to that.
Here it continues. So with this designer show, definitely different, black and white, googly eyes, you know, cutouts for the breasts with big jewels. Just very interesting. So if you guys want to look at some kind of fun stuff from Fashion Week, look at the area. Let's know what you think. And then, you know, you have the people who are just
prairie-ish.
That ain't even prairie.
Yeah, what is that?
There's just...
This is Yulin.
Yulin.
Y-U-L-I-N.
Yep. Again, very avant-garde. Very out of the box. So this is more of the area. Now this, I thought was interesting. I have a picture on my screen of a woman who has on a very form-fitted black evening gown.
Yeah.
Long sleeve, long gown. But then on offset on the stomach area, the gown protrudes out into this round circle with a big diamond encrusted in it. I'm talking
with
like
a cutout where you can see her stomach.
Her stomach.
With a gold ring around it.
A gold ring. And so, but the diamond itself is a good, I'd say, 3 inches round. But when you look at this gown from the side, it almost looks like she's birthing something. It's just, there are a lot of very odd things in Fashion Week that necessarily
I didn't think
I
of that, but you're right.
To.
It does look like she's birthing something.
Yeah, you could see it on the side. So, you know what? I love the black and white. I love
the feathers.
The feathers.
The furs.
And the fur.
Yeah.
And the ruffles. So
I like this one all the way to the right, like the little mini skirt white.
Oh, that's
suit
very
with the black
Chanel.
It looks very Chanel. Chanel.
Yeah, I like
very
that.
Chanel.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, very pretty. And this was the most interesting.
There's the braids
show.
Again.
Yeah, and it was called. Let's see.
This one looks
yeah,
like
it's called Thom Browne. T H O M B R O W N E. Listening audience out there, you want to talk about performance art? You guys really need to take a look at this on YouTube. There is a guy on here. It's a whole huge stage that this show is set on. And there was a guy in this puffer coat. And he must be about 10, 12 feet tall. And the puffer coat at the bottom goes out to about 15, 20 feet in
is
diameter.
Is this the gentleman up to the right?
No, I'm not even showing. These are just characters in this
show.
But the centerpiece of the show was someone dressed up in this puffer coat. So at the top of the puffer coat, of the 15 feet tall, you know, 10 feet tall, is an actual gentleman in a puffer coat. But the puffer coat then goes down all the way to the ground. It's just wild. So you just really have to look at it. It was Thom.
So it's more of like a show.
This is definitely a show. But again, we have those really kooky braids.
Yeah.
As you'll see on the bottom.
That was definitely
and the black and white. But that was definitely like a little mini Broadway play.
Yeah.
It was very, very interesting. This is somebody called Falguni, F-A-L-G-U-N-I, Shane. So
this is more like, you know, tailored for every day.
Every day, yes.
Yeah.
So again, a lot
not
of,
every day, but special occasion
right.
every day.
Pops of
say,
red.
I don't know what every day you're going to. Yeah. That's not my
I'm
every
not
day.
I'm not wearing that to GBC in Spring Lake. No.
No. But
that's not my every day.
Definitely pops of red. Fringe was something else that I saw.
Oh, I love the coral.
I
this
definitely
is my
saw
favorite.
Yes.
This one right
love
here.
Love the coral. So
like a watermelon I saw.
Yeah, you're right.
And a blush.
Son Young Wan.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I like different
all
shades
of, this.
Of pink. Like a very interesting, almost like Barbie movie kind of pink.
Yeah.
And watermelon. Just thought that was.
I like that cape that she's wearing on her dress on the top too with the cutouts
that was
on
a,
the yes. shoulder.
That
like
was
that.
Something else that I definitely saw was a lot of caping.
Mm-hmm.
So if you saw evening gowns, they had like a cape. And that was very reminiscent for me of like this whole 70s, like the Capotes and the Swan.
Yeah.
That kind of.
The cape. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So definitely a lot of caping.
I'm surprised there's not more like mob wife.
Well, because this
influence.
Is, I mean.
But this is fall 2024.
This is fall
so maybe.
2024.
Maybe that
now,
was on the runway in September.
I don't think it was, to be
no.
quite
no,
honest with
I
you.
Think
I think this is like an Instagram thing.
Okay.
I yeah. don't think this is a, this is not a designer
like
thing.
Like a fashion okay. house designer thing. Right. No.
No.
But.
I mean, they do get their inspiration from things that are happening in the real world, but I don't think that this one's going to translate. I really
right.
don't.
But right. I will say that I did see a lot of classic-looking type fur.
The 70s.
Yeah. So that wasn't that there was no influence of Mob Wife, because I definitely did see it. just not in the manner that you would normally think.
Right. Not I like actually, what we did with the big hair, the big sunglasses, the big everything.
No, there was a lot of big hair.
Well, yeah.
So, but I'm just saying it was kind of separated. I saw somebody who had on a whole entire fur outfit, pants, and like a halter that was fur. So it definitely is an influence. I did see big hair. I did see fur. I did see pops of red. Just kind of translates into maybe something different than what you were thinking. Some interesting color combos that I saw was like this gray, pink, and yellow.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really fun.
I like the third one in.
Yep.
With that V-neck dress with the...
So I'm showing something that's...
It's a pink dress.
A very pale pink, baby doll pink, but then with like a canary yellow fuzzy coat on it.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that.
I saw lots of florals, but not in a floral way, like a patterned floral.
Right.
Like not a floral like a Lily applique Pulitzer kind of way. Or a big gigantic rose or an embroidered pink flower. Or, you know, whatever color flower, but not like a not printed floral.
Yeah.
And
these are my faves.
Definitely saw some nice like orange sherbet.
Yeah.
Like a burnt orange, pretty kind of colors. I like those. I thought they were cool. So I have a picture here of a woman who has a silver sequin gown on with a black cape, but to me she could have stepped right out of, she could have been at the Truman Capote's black and white dinner.
Yeah.
Right. Just and that one is a lot more wearable. She could also be going to the Metropolitan Opera.
Absolutely. Right. Yes.
So like that one, you know, you could see in everyday wear.
Mm-hmm. But again, with the caping, it was just something that that I saw. And you know, there's definitely that 70s vibe was alive and well in the fashion show. They even had, and I don't remember who did it, but I have a woman here in a sequined gown, you know, has a cigarette in her hand and big bouffant hairdo, and she's on the runway. To me, she could have came again right out of
Capote
and the Swan.
For sure. And then Zooey Deschanel and Nina Dobrev
were but at the again, shows. Very 70s.
And her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but very 70s, you know, 60s, 70s inspired.
Yeah.
And Michael Kors, to me, Michael Kors was my favorite of all the shows that I watched.
He's more like wearable. Like it translates more into everyday than any of these other ones.
Yeah. So. Designers at New York Fashion Week 2024 were obsessed with the visible thong. And I saw several examples of this where people was like, the skirts were pulled down so that you could see that they were wearing a thong. It's just very odd.
So it's interesting to me that at BravoCon, we saw a lot of the girls wearing basically underwear with pantyhose, right? And now we're seeing thongs.
And it continues. Yes.
So, like, how far are we going to go with this? Well, I'm not a fan. I don't want to see anybody's thong.
No.
How far are you going to go with this? You literally have girls walking around in their underwear now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know
what
to tell you.
How far are we going with this?
I don't know what to tell you.
And we've seen what's happened with young girls watching the Sephora shit with the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So when is it going to get to the point where, you know, fifth graders are watching this and thinking it's okay to walk around in underwear?
I don't know.
I mean, I honestly don't think fifth graders are watching New York Fashion Week, but...
Yeah, but you don't know. They're already going to Sephora trying to buy $500 worth of products.
Well, you know, it's true to some degree. Everything does trickle down. But again, if you're the parent, you are the gatekeeper.
Yeah, but come on, designers, do better. Thongs?
I'm not.
I don't understand it. I mean, is it their thong? Like, is it even their thong? Like, are the designers selling thongs?
Right.
No, they're just...
Right.
So then why?
Exactly.
Because basically it's just another form of a reality show. It's giving you something to talk about.
It is. It's for shock value. It's for shock value.
Absolutely.
So it's taking the focus off of fashion and it's putting it more on the shock value.
I mean, when we get to the one with the nipples, because that's another big trend,
yes,
that big one trend. At least it's their product.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At least it's their product they're showing. I mean, the nipples are not their products, but the top is their product. The thong thing makes zero sense to me.
No.
I mean, they're not selling thongs.
And listen, they're selling sheer shirts.
Right.
Yes. You know, people have done that before, and you just wear a camisole or a bralette underneath.
Right. Yeah.
But now it's nothing.
But the thong thing, with the
makes
pants
no sense.
Real low, it's like, come on.
So then we had Marc Jacobs. His label turned 40 this year. And to celebrate, he released a whimsical collection inspired by the 1960s paper dolls. With 60s.
Yeah, but it reminds me, Kelly and I were talking about this, from Thelma from Scooby-Doo.
Yes. For sure. That is literally Thelma from Scooby-Doo we're looking
very
at right
cartoony.
Now.
Very,
well, that's been a trend lately anyway. You know, like the women, some people were wearing those really huge shoes a while ago, red, that looked like Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Something else I saw, definitely took notice of, was fringe. I have a great gown here from Ralph Lauren. Definitely fringe, and pom-poms seem to be a bit of a theme.
I'm not going with either one, just for the record.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Me
neither. You're not going to find me in fringe or pom-poms.
No. Me neither.
I like fringe. I'll do fringe. I definitely felt like I saw a lot of burgundy, copper. Rusty deep red.
Yeah. I like that.
Deep red.
I like that.
We had some NJ representatives here.
We got Rachel Fuda and
Melissa.
Julia from Real Housewives of Miami.
There you go.
They're together. Yeah. And then Kim Kardashian. And
her mom.
I couldn't believe.
Kris Jenner.
That was Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner, yeah.
And I'm just going to say it. I think she's got Ozempic face.
There you go, Ozempic
which,
face.
Which, listen, is not a big deal anymore because everybody's admitting that they're on it. But Kris Jenner, honestly, is a very attractive woman.
She looks so much older now.
She looks so much older. And I've said the same thing about Erica Jane. Like, they just
all of a sudden,
look
right?
older. Like, listen, I'll keep my chunk if I can keep my face intact.
There you go.
I said it today.
There you go,
Shelly,
black shirt.
This is all I got. I'm holding on to it.
And I don't know who this... I have I'm going to find out who it is and post it online.
That looks like on the left, that looks like, who's that singer? Sade.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
But I just thought it was a very iconic photograph and to me really speaks of, you know, Fashion Week and fashion.
Yeah, I like it.
And it's black and white.
It's kind of black and white.
That looks like Sade.
I just thought it was an awesome photograph.
Yeah.
And I just... really loved everything about it. Yeah. And definitely bows. Bows were big, which I think is really funny because my daughter has been doing that for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Bows. So I also saw some definitely a lot of jewel tones.
That's what I thought.
Jewel tones were very nice to see. Lots of... which I am in love with anyway. I saw lots of silk velvet.
Yeah.
And to me, there's nothing as beautiful as silk velvet. And a lot of like old fashioned, like satin, I don't know how you say it, charmeuse? Like really flowy old school satin. Not like a shitty 80s shirt satin.
Right.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just silk satin. Just beautiful.
Why does it say 18 Mile?
Maybe that's...
18 Mile Media.
Oh, 18 Mile Media.
Live stream presented by 18 Mile Media.
Yeah. Oh, that's 8 Mile Eminem's movie.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
So, definitely saw a lot of nipples.
Sure, why not? Let's get the young girls to show
their
nipples.
A lot of nipples.
Sure, why not?
A lot of nipples going on.
I do not like that.
No.
I don't either.
But it's just foolishness.
It is foolishness.
It is, and again, it's just, I don't want to hear about women's liberation.
There's no responsibility here on the parts of these designers.
No.
There's no responsibility. No,
you're doing that for the clicks. And just stop it if you're going to say
and
you're
never
doing
mind the influence you have on the young people in this country.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... a lot of, like I said, jewel tones. I'm loving the pink and the gray together. Yeah. I think is awesome.
Pink must just be big right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then there was these very funky people called the Blondes. I'll post about them, too, but they're super. But again, look at the hair.
Those
big hair
outfits remind me of that Netflix show with Lucifer. They remind me of Lucifer.
Oh, I never watched that.
With the wings on, uh-huh. the, like the big.
Yeah.
They give me like Lucifer vibes.
But so you can see the influence from, you know, the 60s and the 70s with the really big hair.
This I like.
Influence again from the 80s with the really, with using like a really wide belt.
Big belt.
And again, a lot of really cool metallics. I saw some shitty gold LeMay too that I was like, oh, please do not bring that out. Do not bring out the shitty gold LeMay. But there were a lot of very cool metallics. Again, like I talked about, the silk velvet
and the burnt orange.
Yes.
The corset. My wedding dress was like corset on top.
A lot of, I saw a lot of burnt orange.
Yeah, I like that.
Different tones of orange that I thought were really cool. So, again, I have a photo up here of a girl in, you know, that whole thing that's out now with a very cut out see-through.
Yeah, but that is better than any of the housewives' dresses on reunions that had cutouts. Because at least it has a lace underlay.
Yeah, I thought that was really
pretty.
Pattern.
Like, I like that. Mm-hmm. I don't like the cutout where it's just flesh.
Yeah, no. No. So, again, we have a lot of metallics, a lot of 70s influence. But I had fun with it. I thought
this is your wheelhouse.
Yeah, no, not at all.
No, I think but it is.
But I like it when I take the time. I mean, I would never even have looked at it. But since it was
going on. You're an aesthetic person, though. You look at, you know. Like I said, I'm into the hair and the makeup.
You wouldn't have even thought to look at. Like, you wouldn't have known it was out there if we didn't say that this is what we were going to talk about.
Yeah, no.
But now that you know that, like, oh, like, no, this is something.
You know, one of the materials, you know. Yeah. I don't know any of that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I am a...
I know I like to wear black.
Yeah. But I am a visual person.
Yes.
And I love...
Yes.
You know, as a former interior designer, I love fabric.
Right.
So to me, the whole thing is interesting. So once I started looking into it.
I think once an interior designer, always an interior designer.
There you go.
There's no former.
No.
Right.
There's no former.
Yeah. So I had fun with it. So
good.
It's just something if you don't normally, if that's not something that you normally look at.
Yeah.
As a woman, I suggest that you take a little, you know,
and listen, clearly,
time for yourself and take a look at it.
And you're not looking at it like as if like, oh, I'd like to purchase that and wear it.
No.
Obviously, like we said, it's more like a show.
Yeah. And it is fun to look at things that people are putting out and say to you. I mean, it's just look at it as the, you know, grown up version of looking at the Sears catalog when we were kids.
Yeah.
Remember, we used to look at the Sears catalog and you'd be like, oh, I love that. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
at Christmas,
so that's
for sure.
That's kind of the vibe I had when I was looking through this stuff from Fashion Week. I was like, oh, I like that. Oh, I like that. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So you should definitely take some time for yourself and just sit back and take a look. And maybe when next time you go to Wawa, you'll be looking fab.
Well, that's it. And you take a little bit. You look at the makeup. You look at the hair. You look at the fashion. You look at the colors. And you take a little bit. And you go to the store and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Maybe something else will appeal to you that hasn't before.
Right. But my point is that as mothers and housewives and females, we definitely should take a little time.
Yes.
For ourselves.
Yes.
And go in your closet and put yourself together a nice little outfit. I don't give a shit where you go. But the point is that you're doing something for yourself.
Right.
And do you have time to sit down and look at Fashion Week? No, you don't. But do it anyway.
Right.
So
find the time.
There you go.
You have to find
the
time.
So the best and the most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Helen Keller.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
So, again, you don't have to be able to buy the shit that's on Fashion Week.
No. Just look at it.
And like it and appreciate it.
And get inspiration.
And get inspiration.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, you all know I have an obsession with lipstick. It's my gig. And I have no problem paying money for good lipstick. You know, $40. I'll pay it. However, what I will do is I always will try to find a drugstore dupe. You can find a drugstore dupe of almost anything.
Of almost anything. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Google.
If I'm in the mood and I want to, and I know, like, I love this lipstick and I want it and it's $40 and I'm buying it, great. But if I'm like, I'd like to try this color and I don't want to spend that, I'll do the drugstore dupe. Like,
yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
there's nothing wrong with the drugstore dupe.
No,
of course not. It's just, listen, that's what I spend money on. It's my guilty pleasure and that's what I do. But you can always find a less expensive.
Listen, as a woman, good for you that you have your guilty pleasure.
Well, even if you don't work, I'm not saying that. If you know,
we all work. Just because you don't get paid doesn't mean you're not working.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because being a mom and a wife is a job.
Right.
So to me,
you run in a house.
Right.
You got it's a job.
Yep.
Yep.
To me, my thing is thrifting.
Right.
But that's my gig.
That's right.
But that's okay. But you know what? Because you should have a gig. You should have something.
Yeah.
You should have something that's for you.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And other people don't have to understand it.
No. And something that I actually said to one of your family members today. I was with Kelly's family members and I said to her sister, I said, you know what? You've taken care of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You need to really find out who you are and know who you are, and you need to do something for you.
Right.
So.
And that's difficult for my sister.
Absolutely. Because she's a giver, 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 giver. But you know what? That shit'll eat you up.
Yeah.
And you have to have, you know, I had actually said this to Wendy's son this week. You have to be okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in high school, and you're not gonna have friends.
Probably not gonna have friends that are gonna last.
Right. It's very rare that people have friends from high school, and I say you need to look at it this way: that's 4 years of your life.
Right.
Your whole entire life to find people to connect. Don't try and connect. Don't even bother.
Right.
If it happens, fine.
Right.
But you need to be okay with just you.
Right.
Which is not always easy for people to do.
No, it's not.
Especially teenagers. Because they don't see now.
No.
I mean, the teenagers today, everything is about immediate gratification.
Right.
It doesn't matter what it is. They need it and they need it now. Wait, what? They don't know how to wait.
So I know I've told you guys this before, but I've taught CCD for a long time. And at this point now I'm teaching seventh grade, and I've been teaching seventh grade for quite a few years. And I always tell them, you don't have to be best friends with everybody and you don't have to marry everybody, but you should be kind to everybody, because when you go to your 10-year high school reunion, nobody's going to give a shit if you were the starring quarterback or the most scorer on the basketball team, or the best
wrestler,
or the prettiest girl, or the head cheerleader, or whatever. All they're going to give a shit about, well, I don't say that in CCD, all they're going to care about is how you treated them. Because I could tell you right now who treated me like shit in high school. Mm-hmm. I could tell you right now, I could give you names.
Yep.
That's all people are going to care about, is how you treated them. So just treat people kindly.
Just treat people kindly.
Say hi. Put a smile on your face and just be kind.
Well, I think, too, it's very difficult for kids these days.
It's very hard.
Because they just feel like they have to compare themselves to everybody else.
Absolutely.
You know, when we grew up, your world was very small.
Mm-hmm. It was, didn't know everything that was going on in everyone's life at every second. And with social media right now, you do.
You certainly didn't know what the Kardashians were doing in California if you lived in New Jersey.
No.
I mean, you knew what maybe someone was doing in the next town over. Maybe. But you didn't know.
No.
You know?
No. You never knew how somebody else was living.
No.
Right.
And now you know how everybody's like living.
Well,
so
you don't really know.
Minute.
Right. You
that's
don't
right.
really know.
That's
you
really
you know what they
you.
Want you to know, and
that's right.
usually not real.
That's right.
Right.
You don't
that's
really
right.
know. And they don't know that, these kids. They think it's real. Oh, if it's on Instagram, must be real.
Yeah.
Right.
No. I saw a picture of it. It's real.
Yeah.
No, it's not real.
It's not real. So my point is, I think it was easier for us to be more okay with ourselves because, quite frankly, we had to spend a lot of time with ourselves because we did not have something to constantly distract us. You had 13 channels on the TV, some games and some fucking Barbies, and you had to, that was it.
Occupy like, yourself.
You had to spend time with yourself in your own mind.
Yep.
Because that's what you did. These kids today, they very rarely spend time with themselves.
Yeah. Because even if they're by themselves, they're on social media on their phones.
Right.
So they're really not by themselves.
No, they're not.
They're still being influenced by something.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, when
we were in our rooms, we were listening to records or tapes.
Right.
Or,
but,
you know.
But that was it.
My big thing was magazines. I would always get fashion. I would always get Glamour, Vogue, Cosmopolitan.
Because
I've always loved fashion. That's always been my thing. So my big thing was magazines. I would always, like, that was my entertainment. That was my, like, you know, dreaming and seeing what was going on in the world was magazines. These kids don't know what magazines
are. No, they have no clue. No. Well, Tess gets a Vogue, actually.
Does she? Yeah.
Tess does have a subscription to Vogue, which I'm not even going to say it. I had a hard time getting that for her. I will not say why.
Okay.
But we get it.
Yeah.
And I love some of the covers. But I have to be honest with you. That magazine is filled with ads.
Oh.
Most of it is
absolutely.
Ads. It's very frustrating.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they always were, though. They always were filled with ads. They were.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they print them. That's how they pay for it, you know?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
But
you
I'm
know,
just
money
saying.
Money makes the world go round.
It's just a very different world.
Yeah. And I feel bad for them because they don't know how it was. Like, we know how it was and we know how it is now. They have no idea how it was.
They don't know any different than what they
know. I mean, maybe our older ones before, but they really don't because they don't remember.
They don't know. They have no idea.
They don't know.
They don't.
But
and whatever.
So that's
you know.
that's my ending quote. It's just be good.
I like it.
Be good with you.
Yep. Exactly.
You know? Just be good with you.
I like it too. So until next time, thank you for watching and listening to We Wine Whenever. Please share this. Like us.
And look at our thing on YouTube. So
look
you can
at YouTube.
See all our fashion.
Look at our
We're under
social
podcast
media.
Now on YouTube.
Yes. So you can see us. With our smiling faces, two of us anyway.
Yeah, two of you.
Well, if you go to TikTok, you can see Lori.
Where?
What? Mob Wives. No.
No one's to know.
It's on there.
I know. I'm joking.
She's got glasses on and a hat. You really don't see
That's
anything.
Right.
You see her nose. You get to see Lori's nose.
My nose. My nose in a fur hat.
That's it. You see her nose.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.